Kindergarten daf nesecht is baba basa daf chubches. We begin the third parak, parak cheskas batim, be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. We begin on Manal, begin to some atzah, begin with the words of the Mishnah, cheskas batim, the chazok of homes, or beisabad, the ma'alav prests. Now, Pirish Riba Mordechai, the Rivam explains, the hot nam parak chem bakodesh, just the Gemara says, chagigir daf chav dama beis, of ragises v'abadim, that, you know, if the season of the olive press and the wine press has passed, the mashmim that it sounds like, actually, shishlan's man kavua, that it does have a set time. But I mean, I thought we were saying that these are the things that chaskas and hashol shon miyem liyoyim, that it's every single day. So it says, ha'indur shirei v'olim derchenoz bezman lekites, just that most of the world, they press it then when they harvest it. Avol yesh b'nei adam, shemitznei kol hashon, but there are people that hide it, that put it away all year round. But derech ma'at, and they press it a little bit at a time, and therefore it is something that's applicable to be able to establish ownership, because there is such a concept of doing it every single day. The beginning is the words of the Mishnah that by Stebe Sabal, on that Mishnah holds, you have Shleish Chadoshim Rishayna, the 3 months at the end of the first year, 12 months, and then the first 3 months of the last year. From Rashi, later on, it sounds like the boy Rabbi Shmuel requires they're actually going to be planting and harvesting in those the 3 months of the first year. So to the first 3 months of the last year, and don't wonder that it comes out that the grain that's planted achar nisan, after nisan gedel b'im chadashan, is growing in 3 months, but veins man ad nisan abba, but its time is not until the coming nisan. The mitzvah kainz, we find similarly like this. The min rishon gemaras and rishon that begin yudgim lam alv kal tvuah nekteres b'chag, any grain that was harvested on sukkah time, you do she hivi yishlish of nirishon, you really know that it already brought a third before shoshana. So it says the amis is gadla po amen ba'izes man. Sometimes that it does grow in that time period. So it's not so difficult that what Rashi is saying that you could have between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, it could grow in 3 months after it plants, which is what Rashi is saying. It sounds like a corn to be small. Avokashri, what is the difficult to the reason? Demkin, if that's the case, I might say, then why do you need 15 months? But test with Chadoshim Sagi should be enough with 15 months. How so? Shizigim Chadoshim of Nisan, should plant 3 months before Nisan, the Yikter ben Nisan, harvest in Nisan, the Shni Besev Akayetz, and the second one at the end of the summer, the Shlish ben Nisan Abba, and the third one in the coming Nisan, and so that you could just come out with 15 months. Yeshemite says you could say is no. The tzarcha chid chashuba shayud beis beemza. Although technically we're figuring out ways of cutting corners that we're saying, oh, when you could, you know, do a planting and a harvesting, plant the harvesting, you could get in quicker. But the middle one has to be a full year. Now Avraham the min megemara. Although the gemara says anamad beis alchot lasperi lit lasayarchi, that if you eat three fruits in 3 months, kagan aspasto, for example, of aspasto, which is animal fat, or bishmol kandushmol have a chazaka. It's chazaka. So why do you need to, you see, you don't need to have a one regular year in the middle. Now, Shanes, and there's definitely Bishu is Manchala because that's how long it takes. But regularly, you usually have annual is the produce. So therefore, you have to have a full year in the middle regarding regular pears. Of course, what's difficult to the reason, the Rimbe Gemara, the Gemara, the Rimbe Gemara, the Rimbe Gemara, the Rimbe Gemara, the Rimbe Gemara, the difference between Rimbe Gemara and Rimbe Kiva is the Rimbe Gemara, the Rimbe Kiva is Pei Rabba, and Perizuta. That's why one says 15 months and one says 18 months. Petra Gornish Rashi explains, meaning Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbi Shmuel held Pei Rabba, Kagoin Tzairim, Vishabel Shul, for example, barley and Oat, Chagadelim, Gimel Chadashim, that take 3 months to grow. So that's what would be significant to create a Chazak. You have 3 plus 12 plus 3. Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva, however, held Perizuta. No, even for small fruits, Kagan Yerik, Kagad Bechidushek, Echad, for example, vegetables that grow in 1 month. Now, but min begemara, the gemara says later on Amud Beis, the spasta that the animal fodder b'chidish echad have a chazaka lebishmal, that in 1 month is considered as a chazaka according to Bishmal. So similarly, you see that what Rashi is calling peira zuta, which is 1 month, which is that the Kiva holds of, seemingly that but Rabbi Shmuel holds that. that would work also, as we see by Espasta. So when the reappears to the reed, the leboy Rabbi Shmuel, Shmuel does not require shizat tvu b'yikta, that so he comes to disagree, not like Rashi. That actually, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't require you that you plant the grain and to harvest it. Ella, rather, afil azar rishon, even if the first one is just planted. Meaning, if the first guy planted it. Or if he planted in the last 3 months, even if he didn't harvest it, that's also okay. So what's the machlok? So I'll play the, and this is what they disagree about. He holds because the question was, if you don't need both, then why do you need so much time? No, it has to grow in his possession a lot. For example, 3 months. That's actually what it means. It doesn't mean a type of fruit. It means a long time. But Kibasov, he holds, no, the insult Shigal B'shus only has to grow in his possession 1 month. And that's the what does it mean? Peirizuta. It means just a small amount of time, only requiring 1 month. Then so you're going to say, hey, Nicker, how's it going to be recognizable? Shiach's about Kolgim L'chadosh Mirshoinim. That he took possession all the first 3 months, the last 3 months. What does that mean? How do you even understand what it means 3 months? It's in 1 or 2 days. The yochaliktz or lizrayim. I mean, according to Tosis, that it's one or the other. So to harvest or to plant takes 1 day. If you need planting and harvesting like Rashi, you understand from the beginning to the end is going to be 3 months. But according to Tosis, it's either one. Yeah, in the meantime, he's weeding the field and fixing it the whole time. But that's not a chazak. Just like we say regarding plowing, that's not established chazak. Because the owner says, whoever wants to come and plow my field, let him come in and call a kavod. So how would this be a chazak? What's the 3 months about? We're talking about where he was eating it as shachas, as animal fodder. I, but the meaning this stigma says over there, achle shachas lav chazaka, eating shachas also not a chazaka. And Miller, that's only talking about because in zeh, that he eat in the situation where the grain does not come back. The shaykh lema that you could say lav chazka lav chazaka kimachazka inchi. You didn't take possession the way people normally do, which people would usually wait till the fully grows. You took pull that out early. The figure lechashlem chazdepi wasn't concerned to protest. But if he ate the shachas in a way sheinat tvum is kalkeles, that the grain does not get ruined. Kedesh from the other mosin the way people usually do. Boich or hu yerek when there's still a vegetable below ba'adayin givel shula and it's givel its bulb did not come yet. Have a chazaka then that is a chazaka. Now b'stei ilan. Now regarding an orchard, the boy rabbanan, the pleger bishmal b'gemara. That we see in the Gemara. The Gemara says on Lamed Vav Beis that Rabbanan disagree with Shimon. They do require not like just harvesting three different types, as our Mishnah says, but you need it for 3 years day to day. Well, but there you can't have this answer that we're giving of eating the animal fodder. So Mikamakum says still, maybe you could say with the pruning the trees, breaking of the branches, and keeping the wood for himself. Even though pruning actually is making the tree better, essentially it's like someone plowing someone else's field, which we said is not a chazaka because the guy's happy, the real owner. Or the gear is, but since he's holding it for himself, you can't say the carbonyl, but we're going to come plow it because plowing, you're not taking anything here, you're keeping the wood. Therefore, that would be the chazaka of the 3 years day to day of an orchard according to Rabban. Additionally, the Rebbe says the Achzik Ba, you could say that the Chazaka is B'kai Gabna in the situation Shinol B'Gadah Sasada, where he locks and he fences in the field, V'Nil Mavtech, and he locks it with a key, V'Ein Manich Odom Mekonis, doesn't let anyone else enter. Ayva, the Megamara, this Gemara says, Nav Chavtesim Beis Tzunma, but my Kanila, how do you acquire bedrock? V'Lo Yikam, the Gemara does not say K'gon Shinol B'Gadah, for example, locking it and fencing it off. You could say yes. The ain neilam ha'elas locking does not effective. Ilmkin ik echil ba'da aizria. Only if you have with the locking also eating from the produce or planting, which is not taking the whole time, but you have that also. But just locking it off is not going to be effective just as it is. And therefore, now we also have the understanding of, according to Rabban Bishmal, there's 3 years from day to day by orchard. What is the halacha? Next, this must begin with the words of the Gemara. The word of Mishnah, yud ches chaydish, which says, tame, it's a wonder. You can tell us amounts. You said 3 plus 12 plus 3. And the kai gav the prach bekam meduchti, and that's how the Gemara asks in many places, kedushin af yedzayin. But like maybe cannot say dir ritzufa no slash minu. We're going to tell you that's the consecutive 18 months. Then can if that's the case, my kamash man ravuna. The much ravuna teaching us on daf chav tes. But Gemara mash when the Gemara sounds like the mesnitin la b'shamina that from the Mishnah itself, no, you would not understand to be ritzufa that has to be consecutive. Eloi dash min ravuna. For ravuna didn't tell us this. Which it's brought ayin to ziyam v'shat tomas that we wonders on this, but al kaponim. That's the Gemara's question. That's Tosafot's question. That like, what do you mean? So that's Rav Huna's teaching. So what exactly are you teaching by saying that the total amount of 18 months? The next Tosafot must begin with the words of the Mishnah. So Bishmal said, yeah, you can get to 3 years in much less time. Where you have Kanas Tevuasai, which Tosafot just qualifies Lachik Karel Karem. Why are we calling a vineyard Tevua? From the Ksivah, it's passing Dvarim Chabez of a Tevuasai Karem. So you see that a vineyard can be called Tevua. So you could have the wine, the olives, and the figs, that is your 3 years. So it says, but then we're going to say, wait, Tainach, I understand how the ton of Tefuah came to Zesim. The reason why you mentioned Tefuah before Zesim, because the Yang came to Shemin, the harvest of wine is before that of oil, because the Rin Rezun Eshach, the Gemara says, but Mitzit, have some like Lomid Alf. He gives man Yain Limker, it comes time for to sell the wine. Basach come, and then he says, he gives man Limker Shemin, it came time to sell the oil. Fine, I get that order. Akonis is Ketzib, but regarding the last item of gathering the figs, am I penalty basahachi? Why is it taught after those two? Ateinu kadmi, but the harvesting of figs is first. And Makabal the Gemara says with him, you have like this, and Tais is assuming, as he did in the Dimasla Shleisha, Fadashim Birushaina, that we're talking about in the agricultural year where we go with Nisan as the beginning of the year. So you have Chatzi Nisan V'ir, Chatzi Sivan, okay, that's the Katzir, that's the harvesting season. Chatzis b'tamuz b'chatzis av, that's kaitz. Whereas ve'ilu batzer, but the harvesting of the wine, ha'yu b'tishrei, that was in Tishrei, that was later on, after kaitz, which is the when you have the figs that are drying out. Remember, Moses and Brachot am ha'ema beis. So it brings a few proofs to this. Damlu Rav the Rabban, Rabbi said to the rabbis, "I beg of you, I don't want to see you here in yeshiva. And that's because that's when they were harvesting the wine in Tishrei. For me, number Zened, so the Gemara says Zened of Chavav and Beis, Gan of Nisan, Gan of Tishrei. If a guy steals during those two seasons, Loish Megan, it's not called a ganav. Because we're talking about a sheer crop of Tavamut and very little, and because people like you know say that oh it's okay. The mean beis of neshach the Gemara says in Bamitzit Avayin Gimel beis Chazim Mar Lahanu Rabbanon the Yavdimei Acham Rabbetishrei that look they give the money for the wine and Tishrei Mivchalu Betavis and they selected in Tavis which is a problem but Ribbis but the point is because Elu Mashma for all these three proofs it sounds like. That the buts have b'tishrei, that the harvesting of the wine there was in Tishrei, u'kvar kolo hakayitz, which is way after the season of the figs. So that's his thesis. V'yashlom, what you can say is the hot the kori kayitz. This is what we're calling kayitz. The chatzis sivim tamas v'chatzis av, which is so to speak before, like we're asking. The fish is ikur yoyvishal tein be'ilan. That's when the figs primarily dry up on the tree. Umiu in kayitz neisim in ilan ba'ad. We don't cut off from the tree at la'achar abatzer until after the harvesting of the grapes. So therefore, it's not a contradiction. Or you know, another part you could say like this: actually, like some kaidim chatzisim, we actually harvested before the midpoint of half a sibin. Manichin leisim liyabes, but then they put out to dry. But leis ma'kin says lebayis, and it's not time for bringing into the house ad la'achet fuas akirma until after the harvesting of the vineyard. So then, why isn't the harvesting itself a chazaka? Because maybe it was normal to dry it in that field where it grew. You bring it to your house, it doesn't prove anything by being over there. When you bring it in, that shows it's yours. Now, Rabbi Chanan Lefar, she explains like this: that they would bring in the olives. Yeah, we'll start with Tishrei. that grapes are the first thing in Tisha, as we said. The masik is zeisa b'shvat, and then they harvest the olives in Shvat. B'kanes kitz b'av, and then yeah, you bring in the figs in Av. Hariz chazaka, that's a chazaka. Dimtz is chazaka b'shan achas. Comes that you have chazaka 1 year. B'noket kaseid is, and the reason why I picked this order b'shem the Tisha, it's chazashon because Tisha is the beginning of the year. It says, but it makes more sense. Yeah, but Tani Lu, because the gashmi shana, like the years, like the rain season. Shekidena Lu, because that's what it grows on, and therefore Tyson prefers not like that interpretation, rather as Nisan as the beginning of the year, not as Tishrei, and therefore has to have a different pshat. Like it says, not to begin the words of the Gemara, but the Gemara asks, wait, Masha Hamur, but if you learn Masha Hamur, and the Gicher Bezbechulas to up until the fourth goring, you're not having that Shalom. So to over here shouldn't be up until the fourth year. Now, Mekan Chaz by Rashi, but from this point, Rashi retracts from Rashi Mefarsh by Bakama. This that he explained about Bakama of Chav Gimlam of Beis, Gabe the Plig Yabayev Rava. Regarding the Machleik is Abaye and Rava, the Amar Abaye says in explaining how many times the Chazaka, if it says Tmol, that's Chad, that's one. Mitmol is Trey is two. Sholshaim is three is Tlas, and then the Pasuk says Leishmim Balav, and the owner doesn't watch. As on the Gichon Rivias that tells us. That is the fourth negicho that is mechayv nezik shalom. Rav Ami says no. Tmol mitmol is chadu. That's one luchul etc. We're on the third time, which the bais of Abaye holds on negicho Rabbi is lemechayv derab until the fourth goring. You're not going to be chayv nezik shalom. Rav Sabi holds the chayv negicho is being liable on the third goring. Then if that's the case, Abba Masik halacha gemara, but the gemara then comes out of here to like halacha, so not like talacha because the kamal kerav like Abaye. We hold like Rav when he disagrees with Abaye. And our Gemara is saying not chayv until the fourth time, and Rashi has explained that. Oh, but then the Gemara that Rav is in the third time. So because the Rashi upirish, so Rashi retracts and explains. No, they're not disagreeing about. Everyone agrees you only chayv nezik shalom in the fourth time. The Meshmos Tershni Kabbinah. The only difference between them is how to expound the pasuk, how to read it, but ultimately everyone ends up at the same place. Rabbi Bezmavar, she explains the Vati l'kol yamin. Most definitely according to everyone, the mechayv ad revius, like our Gemara says, you're not chayv until the fourth time. About pligah, but the machleik is between the Abaye and Rav is like this. The Abaye, according to Abaye, the mapping the gichar bis mikra the leish mirano, he learned it up from the pasuk, as we said that you get up to three and then says leish mirano. Im nogach negichar bis biyam gimel. If you're going to have the fourth going on the third day, lemachayv not going to be liable. Actually, you get from revi until you do the going on the fourth day, because the leish mirano not watching it koya yam is going on days. Dumi ditmol shulshim, which are old days. Tmol one, mitmol two, shulshim three. So leish mirano has to be a fourth day. Of the Rav, but when the Rav in the Gichar Rabbis like Ziv Behed, yeah, it doesn't say explicitly the fourth goring. In a Philippian Shlishi, even if it's on the third day, in Nogach and the Gichar Rabbis, Mechayv, if it's going to have the fourth goring, Mechayv, because it's not learned up in the Pasuk, which would limit it to be, have to be another day. And that would be the Nafkamin between the Bai and Rav. To make this master, begin with the word of the Gemara. So on the Gichar Rabbis, Loi Mechayv. So up until the fourth goring, so that one should not be Chayv. Tim Lari, it's a wonder to the Ri, because the Mai Parach, what's the Gemara asking? This is what you're learning from Sharmud. Ma'hasim, just like over there, hosting nachin shalosh pam, you become presumed as a nachin after three times. So chanami hosting should take him shalosh shonim, a shaskin, b'shalosh shonim. Here also, the guy is presumed to be quiet for 3 years. But that's the case. Shalosh shonim be'elach. So after 3 years and on, kamali b'shus is ready in his possession. If I'm reading, the Rishon says, no, the Sakedai the Maksha, the one who asked was presuming was the hachiyal. This is what we're learning. Once it goes three times, gets removed from half of the damages to the nezik shalom. Once the guy ate it 3 years and the guy didn't protest, it gets removed from the possession of the mechit lekech. Although it really doesn't make sense why that should be, but that's what the Gemara was assuming, and that should only be on the fourth time, meaning after the fourth year. Whereas, yeah, if you say like the Ritaisa was saying that cheske shaskin, then yeah, that would be after three times, and then the Gemara wouldn't have a question.